With vigor. Self-doubt and self-editing no longer hold the power they may have held when we were younger and less self-assured, and many women come to enjoy a previously unknown depth of self-appreciation. This is a really wonderful season. The good news is that with God, we don't have to wait until we reach menopause in order to be a woman whose soul is at peace with who she is, free from the burden of other people's opinions, and offering her unique and God-given strength. I'll just go ahead and admit that my favorite week of my menstrual cycle is the first one. I have energy and a positive attitude. I can make plans to throw a party, exercise with gusto, and believe all the fabulous thing God says about me in the Bible with more fervor than I did just a few days ago. Come on over and we'll bake a cake and then we'll take it to a homeless shelter. Yeah, baby. My hormones are doing their life-bringing thing. I would like to believe that this version of myself is the truest me, but I'll still be me in 3 weeks when the party guests begin to arrive and I don't want them coming over to my house anymore. It's all me. The ups and downs, the highs and lows, and it's all you, too. There are 4 weeks in a woman's cycle, 28 days. In the first week, estrogen is released and our ovaries begin work on an egg cell. Estrogen also helps to release other marvelous things into our brains like dopamine and serotonin. We're happier. Our energy level is at its highest, and if our husband winks at us before bedtime, we are very likely to wink back or wink first. This is our you go girl week. When the second week begins, things change. Estrogen levels off and then declines. We are still energetic, strong, and creative, just perhaps not so manic. Then ovulation occurs. Estrogen rises slightly and progesterone increases. The egg travels down the fallopian tube in anticipation of a chance encounter. We are more peaceful inside and also perhaps more sexually assertive. But then our energy begins to lessen. Our emotions may become a bit conflicted. In the third week, if no embryo is fertilized, our brains signal estrogen and progesterone to vacate the building. Emotions slide a little bit. Blood sugar levels slide too. We aren't feeling our confident selves as easily. For a few days, the empty space created by the departing hormones leaves many women feeling empty as well. This is not the ideal time to have a large gathering in your home. Sometime during the fourth week, if we aren't pregnant, both estrogen and progesterone leave, and so does the endometrial lining that is formed in our uterus to prepare a cozy place for an embryo. Our period begins. Chocolate is irresistible. Commercials make us weepy.